So we saw yesterday, Shita Sataisis, throughout the sugya, is that, Shita Sataisis is the beginning of the sugya, is that the Mishnah, Taisis goes to the Mishnah, Eli Namar and Bilshainam, that even though all the things in the Reisha are Namar and Bechaloshan, then they don't have to be Bilshan HaKadosh, but it has to be Davka Bilshainam, the Lashon of that person. As opposed to things that are not mentioned in the Mishnah, like Kiddush and Hallel, those could be B'chol Lashon Mamash. Those could be even in a Lashon that he doesn't understand. So it's a Kiddush, a double Kiddush in Taisus. First of all, it's a Kiddush in Taisus that there are some things that you could be Yotzi in other Lashonis without even understanding what you're saying. It's a Kiddush all by itself. If you say a Lashon that you don't even understand it, and you could nonetheless be Yotzi. But you're welcome, Lachshav. That's not that in another lashon. If you don't understand it, it's not worth anything. It's not meaningful. Frat, if you say that svar, there is a svar in the world that other lashonis are just a convention. So it's only meaningful because you understand what you're saying. But if you don't understand what you're saying, then it's tamgivurish. So Taisa's statement is Taisa's not the way that really you could be yotzi. There are things that you could be yotzi b'chol lashon without understanding. And those things that are listed in our Mishnah, they're more chomer. They have to be davka nemarim. They have to davka be more nemarim bilshaidim. And set pshat and taisus, I think the havan is that these are things that really doesn't welcome. They should need lashon hakodesh. So even the zeribi b'chaloshon shat shemeya, but it has to be a psalashon hamayuchad loy that it's his lashon. But things that there's no having in the shibi b'chaloshon hakodesh, then they could be b'chaloshon mamish. It's important to stress at the outset that we're talking here about kriya, talking about where you yourself are talking. Not that you're being yotzi from somebody else. When it comes to being yotzi from somebody else, it might be different. It's welcome to say that if you're listening to somebody else, maybe it's more, there's a bigger requirement you have to understand what you're hearing. We'll see. We'll see in a minute if that's the case or not. But right now, we're confining our attention to the case in the Mishnah, Eilu Ne'emarim. These are things that you are saying yourself. And the din is, Eilu Ne'emarim L'shainim, point to these things in Ne'emarim L'shainim. Other things could be B'chol Lashon. Magen Avraham in Simon Samach Beis Simkotan Aleph, he brings this distinction of Taisus, that the things that in the Mishnah are only Ne'amar and B'lshayin and Dafka, and the things that are not listed in the Mishnah, like Halal and Kiddush and Brochas, they're Ne'amar and B'chol Lashon Mamash, even in a Lashon that you don't understand. Again, not all Taisus are happy with this Chilek, and this is, we saw that it's not so posh at the whole thing. There's other Shittas, there's a Taisus and Brochas, Taisus and Megillah, they have all different Mahalach in the Sugya, according to which this distinction is really not Shaykh to make. Rashi also doesn't have this distinction because Rashi not goyis elin emar b'lshayim. He's goyis elin emar b'chaloshim. So then there's no mocker in our Mishnah to make such a distinction. As far alone, you can't make such a distinction between those things that are in the Mishnah, those things that are not in the Mishnah. According to Taisus, this is what the Mishnah is saying, but according to Rashi, that's not what the Mishnah is saying at all. The Mishnah says elin emar b'chaloshim. So the Rashi, there's no mocker lechalak between the things that are in the Mishnah and the things that are not in the Mishnah. Either they're all. You don't have to understand what you're saying, or maybe by all of them, you do have to understand what you're saying. We don't know either way, but the distinction the Taisus makes, that there's two lists, the things that are Ne'amar B'Lashonim, and the things that are Ne'amar B'Chalosh, and according to Rashi, about it, that's not true. It's a Malkam Ian, according to Taisus, that the things that are listed in the Mishnah have to be Ne'amar B'Lashonim Dafka, you have to understand what you're saying. When you say these things, Vidi Meiser and Satan and so on, what would be the din in Lashon Kodesh? You say something in Lashon Kodesh, do you have to understand what you say? Say Kriya Shema. Person said Kriya Shema Lashon Kodesh. Kriya Shema is Ne'amar B'Chaloshon. But Taisa says only B'Lashonim, only a Lashon that you understand. You can say Kriya Shema in English, but you have to understand English. So is the same thing true if you say Kriya Shema in Hebrew? If you say Kriya Shema in Hebrew and you don't know Hebrew, Baal Tshuva, he doesn't know Hebrew. Or a product of our day school educational system. He doesn't know Hebrew, so he says Kriya Shema. Doesn't know what he's saying. So what's the din? Is he yotzi in that? So the emes is the suffik of prima gadim, the prima gadim and hilchas Kriya Shema and siman samach based. He's talking mesuffik that maybe Kriya Shema. If you say it even in lashon kodesh, if you don't know what he's saying, maybe it's nothing. Ma'aseh the Mishnah Berurah brings a lavush. Lavush is bepshitus. That Lashon Kodesh Havad is different. Lashon Kodesh, even if you don't know what you're saying, you're Yotze in Lashon Kodesh. The Prima Gadim himself in Hilchas Brichas Hamazon also says that way for Dovah Pashut in the Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel, that even though Hilchas Priyos Shmuyos is Musupik, Hilchas Priyos Shmuyos and Itaka says it already for the, maybe it was Chayzer. He says that the Lashon Kodesh is different. The Emes is the way we explain Tosis is a distinction. I think in Svar it also comes out that way. Because the way we were masber the Pshat and Tosis, why are some things only B'lshonim and some things are B'chol Lashon? So the Pshat is that in Svara, should really, if in Svara, really, the din should always be B'chol Lashon, even without understanding. You should be able to say it in Turkish. Those things that there's the, but those things that there's a havamina that you need Lashon Kodesh, so now that there's a even though there's a ribui that B'chol Lashon Sha'at Shemeya, but the ribui is only a Lashon, a special Lashon Sha'at Shemeya, a Lashon that's your Lashon. Lashon that's your Lashon is like Lashon Kodesh. Lashon is not your Lashon. We're not able to be marbed from B'chol Lashon Sha'at Shemeya. But Lashon Kodesh, it doesn't need a ribui. So that mistama, you don't have to understand it. No, it's the point of departure, the way we masbet Tosis, the point of departure is mechatesi, you have to understand it. Say it in Turkish, b'chol lashon. Things that there's no psuk pasuk, neither lakan nor lakan, you could say it in Turkish. Those things that have a halamino, that you need lashon kodesh, so then even though we're marbe b'chol lashon sha'at shemeya, we could only be marbe the lashon that's choshed by you, the lashon sha'at shemeya. Lashon is that year that are not choshed by you, we can't be marbe them. There we kilu remain in the halamino, that if it's not lashon kodesh, it's no good. But Lashon Kodesh alone, Lashon Kodesh itself, we never needed a rebate for Lashon Kodesh. Lashon Kodesh is always the Lashon Kodesh. So Lashon Kodesh is kiddo koi koi. So Lashon Kodesh, you shouldn't need to understand. I think the way we masbet Tosis attack comes out the way also like this, like the pshitas of the pesukim. That Lashon Kodesh, you have to Lashon Kodesh. No, if you're talking in Lashon Kodesh, there's no need to understand. That's all in regard to Kriya. I'm saying Kriya Shema myself in Lashon Kodesh. So I'm Yossi without understanding it. I bench in Lashon Kodesh, even though I don't understand what it means, I'm Yossi. That's the Chor. I think that's even the Prima Gadim have the Sophic. But the Haskam HaSafayiskim is that Yossi. And again, I think in Tosis also, the way we're Mazbe Tosis, it should come out that way as well. That's all in regard to Kriya. What about in regard to Shmir? What if I'm not saying, I'm not benching myself, I'm Yossi benching from somebody else with Shmir? Or I'm being say whatever it is, I'm being say a bracha or halal from somebody else. And it's Lashon Kodesh. Do I need to understand it or not? So that's a machlekes yishayim, Peirush machlekes yishayim. The Rosh in brachas in Perek Zayin Alach above, the Rosh himself holds that Shmiya, if you don't understand what you're hearing, then it's nothing. Even a Lashon Kodesh. The context of the Rosh is, the Gemara says that even though normally for me to be made to you in benching, so we have to have a zimun, we have to have three people, we only have two people, mitzvah lecholik, I can't be made to you in benching. It's mishachol yibarech. But if one person is a boor, doesn't know how to bench, and the other person's a seifer, he's a tamachachem, he knows how to bench, so then we allow the seifer to be made to the boor in benching. So the Rosh brings that there were those who wanted to bring from Yeraya that you could be Yaisi benching even if you don't know Lashon Kodesh. You could be Yaisi by listening to benching if you don't know Lashon Kodesh. Because the Gemara says that a boor is Yaisi from a Sefer. He's Yaisi benching by hearing benching, but if he's a boor, then he doesn't know Lashon Kodesh. So the Rosh brings the Yeshmavim, says the Rosh, it's not a Raya. A boor means he doesn't know how to bench, doesn't mean he doesn't know Hebrew. Maybe he knows Hebrew very well. But he's a boor, he doesn't have a bench. He never learned how to bench. So the Rosh Taka holds that you have to understand what you're hearing in order to be Yaisi. Then the Rosh brings that Rashi Taka held, like this other Shita, that you Yaisi, if you hear, you're Yaisi with Shmiya without understanding what you're hearing. Again, it's all Lashon Kodesh, you're not talking about other Lashons. That you Yaisi, if you hear something in Lashon Kodesh, you're Yaisi without understanding. And the Rashi brought a raya from the Mishnah Megillah that Karenai say the lawyers that lawyers Shoshama Ashur is Yotza. The Mishnah says that a person who only speaks a foreign language, he doesn't know Hebrew, if he heard the Megillah in Lashon Kodesh, he's Yotza. So said Rashi, Perish Mishnah, that even a person who doesn't know Hebrew is Yotza Shmiyas HaMegillah. So the Rosh says, B'chal not a raya, says the Rosh, because Megillah is different. Says the Megillah, the Gemara says, Megillah's mitzvah is presuming Yisrael Shaini. Where itself says that Megillah is different than other things. Megillah is only mitzvahs pirsumi nisa. As long as you have a ma'amar, you participated in the ma'amar of the pirsumi nisa, you guys, even though you don't understand. But by other things, we don't have that kula of mitzvahs pirsumi nisa shiny. So then you tack off and understand what you're saying. If you don't understand what you're saying, then you're not good. So it's a machlekes the Rosh and Rashi. So machlekes the Rosh and Rashi. Rashi brings a raya from Kriyas HaMegillah. That everybody agrees. It says beferish in the Mishnah by Kriyas HaMegillah, Aloyah Shashama Ashurus Yos. Person was Aloyah, that means he doesn't know Ashurus, doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh. If he heard the Mishnah Megillah Yiksova in Lashon Kodesh, he is Yotze. Rashi says from there we could extrapolate to everywhere else that even Aloyah is Yotze if he heard Lashon Kodesh. And the Rosh is Bechalat HaRaya. Megillah is different because Megillah, all you need is Pesuminis. Halacha l'maaseh, the Shulchan Aruch passing is like the Rosh. That if you don't understand Lashon Kodesh, you're not Yotze with Shmuel. Mishabura says the minhag is to be maker like Rashi because the minhag was in Europe. Women didn't know Lashon Kodesh. And they would be Yotze with the husband's Kiddush. So the Fidush Shulchan Aruch is no good. They have to say the Kiddush along with the husband, Mila b'Mila. If they say it themselves, we said, "Haskamah sepaisim." You say, if you say it yourself in Lashon Kodesh, then you're Yotze. But if for the wife to be Yotze from the husband's Kiddush, she has to understand Lashon Kodesh. She doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh. So the Maisim B'chol Yom was that women would be Yotze to the husband's Kiddush. So the Mishnah Berurah says apparently the Olam was making against the Shulchan Aruch. The Olam was making like Rashi. Yaita.
But by Kiddush, Tosa says that you don't need to understand the language if you're yourself by Kriya. So why by Shmi would all of a sudden you need to understand? Meaning,
we'll see in a minute where that comes from. In Svar, I could hear it. Maybe Shmi, if you don't know what it is, it sounds when you're saying it, it's more chashuv, but Shmi, you have to understand. There's a marker for it. So we'll see. So the emphasis is, it's this interesting thing that Rashi and Tosis, they're both coming from Megillah. Rashi brings a raya from Megillah, halay shesham ashur is yotza, that you could be yotza without understanding. And the Rosh says that it's not a raya for Megillah because Pesumin Nisashayin, which is Gemara Megillah also. Gemara Megillah says, Mitzvah Pesumin Nisashayin. So you need to understand what's the pshat in this machlek. Because the emphasis, I think, is totally in how to understand the sugya in Megillah. So let's take a look at the Gemara in Megillah. Now I'm going to put it on the screen. That's one of the perk of Zoom. Put it up on the screen. Hey, guys, can see it?
Yeah.
So, really, it's a Gemara before this. Also, a Shikul Negea, but I think we'll go right to the Gemara about. Starts here. Halaya Shisham Ashur is Yotz. This halacha, that if you hear the Megillah and Ashur means Lashon Kodesh, even though you're a Layas, you don't know Lashon Kodesh. You're Yotz. Fret the Gemara. Behala Yoda Maikami. But if they don't know what it means, how are the Shoyimim Yotze if they don't know what it means? And for the Gemara. So that's clear. What's the Gemara's question exactly? Who says you have to know what it means? But let's just right now take it as written. Where's the kasha? How could they be Yotze with Shemiyos HaMegillah Vashuris if they don't understand what they're hearing? La Yodi Maikami. So the Gemara answers, Midi Dahavi and Noshim Ba'ami Oretz. Noshim Ba'ami Oretz, they come to hear the Megillah. Chari means Megillah. And they don't know what it means. Apparently in Bavel, the women didn't know Hebrew. So Noshim Ba'ami Oretz, they don't know Hebrew. And yet they come to Shul, they hear the Megillah and the Yotze. So you see that it doesn't matter, they don't know what it means. Maskif L'Ravino, so Ravina asked, And do we know what it means? We also don't know every word in the Megillah what it means. Do you know what Achashtanu B'nei HaRamocha means? Well, maybe in Rebbe they know, but in the Chanei Amorim didn't know. What are the Achashtanu B'nei HaRamocha? Ela mitzvahs kriya pesumin nisa. The answer is, doesn't matter, you don't know what it means. It's a pesumin nisa. Come to hear the Megillah, you hear the story, it's a pesumin nisa. So Chanami mitzvahs kriya pesumin nisa. So likewise, when the lawyers, here's the Megillah and Ashuras. It's also presuming he said, I don't know what it means. So Rashi says, he'll ask other people in the shul what it means. So he says, that's not a problem. As long as he has the maimed of presuming Nisa, he gets the idea, so it's good enough. That's the Shulchan Gemara. This is where the Rus saw that Megillah is different because it's presuming Nisa shining. So Megillah is more kal because presuming Nisa shining. So the Shah is what's pshat in this Gemara? First of all, how did the Rosh and Rashi, they both looked at the same Gemara and they came out to different maskanas. Rashi came out from this Gemara that you see that you have to understand what you're hearing. And the Rosh came away from this Gemara. No, there's no raya. Mrs. Pesum and Nisha Shaini. That's the Gemara says the Beferish. Mrs. Pesum and Nisha Shaini. I mean, Bipshutai, without even going into the Chesmah of the Sugya, Bipshutai, the Gemara's Kasha sounds like the Rosh, and the Gemara's Teret sounds like the Gemara's Kasha sounds like Rashi, and the Gemara's Teret sounds like the Gemara's Kasha sounds like Palayodi by Kamri. They don't know what it means. How's it any good if they don't know what it means? That sounds like the Rosh. That you have to understand what you're hearing. The bottom line of the Gemara is Mrs. Pesum and Nisa Shaini, which is also the Rosh. That he, oh, here you get away with it because it's Pesum and Nisa. So how did Rashi read this Gemara? And what's Bechav Shatim? So the Gemara itself needs a Hesper. First of all, what's exactly where's Kasha Eliyodi my Kamri? And then Moses says in Teretz, "Midah Davi Noshim Ve'Am Me'Aretz." You don't have to understand what you're meaning. You don't have to understand what you're hearing. So what's the Maskif L'Ravina? What's Ravina's Kasha? It's all good. The Gemara asked, "You don't understand what you're hearing." The Gemara answered, "You don't have to understand what you're hearing. I know Shemuel and Yoritz also don't understand what they're hearing. So what does Ravina want with the Chazon ben Yair Amochem? No, good. It's right to good. You don't have to. That we just said you don't have to understand what you're hearing. Midi dehavi and Noshem ve'Am Yoritz. So that's good for the Chazon ben Yair Amochem also. A Chazon ben Yair Amochem. Midi dehavi and Noshem ve'Am Yoritz. Like what does Ravina b'chah want? That's the problem here in Pshat and the Gemara. It's the Gemara in Pshat doesn't make any sense. The Gemara asked, they don't understand what it means. The Gemara answered, "Midi dehavi noshim ve'amaretz." You don't need to understand what it means. So, what's Ravina's kasha? What's the kasha? Forget it's a raya. It's a raya. It's takatri. You don't understand what it means. You see that achashonu b'nei haramachem. We don't understand what it means. So, what's the maskifla? So I think there's two ways to deal with the problem, two ways to read the Gemara. And I think this is around this hinges the Rosh and Rashi. One way to read the Gemara is the Gemara started off, Voloyodi Mai Kamri. The Gemara is asking a Shaila in general. A Shmiya, where you don't know what it means, is not a Shmiya. Hagam, we saw Shita Satosis, is that a Kriya we don't understand what it means? It might yes be a Kriya. Things that are in the Elunim Bechaloshim, the things that are not in the Mishnah, the things like Kiddush and Halal, that they're in Bechaloshim, Mamash, you don't need Bechal, you don't need Bilshoinam. You're in Bechaloshim. You could say Halal in Turkish. But Shmiya, you have to understand what you're hearing. Otherwise, it just sounds in the air. It's just noise. You don't know even what it is. You don't know that it's a word. It just doesn't register. So, Layodi Maikami, in Shmiya, the Gemara is saying, it's not a Maisa Shmiya if you don't know what it means. And for the Gemara, midi dehavi and noshim ve'am yoretz. But it's not true of the Gemara. You see from noshim and am yoretz that they're yotzei kriyas ha-megillah, even though they don't understand what it means. You see that even though they don't understand what it means, it's called the ma'aseh shmiya. So then, what does Ravina want from Rechashonu b'Yair HaMochem? So. I mean, this is a problem. What does Ravina want from Echashdan and B'nai HaBachim? So I think, so far, this is what I'm saying so far. I think it's Pashup Shatnigma, the simplest Shatnigma. Because the Gemara in the Kasha, HaLayodi Mai Kamri, doesn't say anything about Pirsum Enisa. At this point in the Gemara, Bipshutai, we don't know anything about Pirsum Enisa. We're asking a Kasha, Stami Dinei Kriyo Shmiya. HaLayodi Mai Kamri is not a Shmiya. How could you be Yotzei Kriyas HaMegillah with Shemei HaKoyne if it's Layodim Mai Kamri? And the Gemara's answer, and if that's the case, that's like in the simple reading of the Gemara, we don't know yet the idea of Kriyo Pesumin Yisrael. It's only later in the Teretz of, that's and only later in the Gemara, Ella Mitzvah's Kriyo. Later on, it's Mischavish, the idea of Pesumin Yisrael. But right now, we think it's just Kriyo and Shmiya, just Mitzvah Shmiya. So it's not a Shmiya if you don't understand. And for the Gemara, it is a Shmiya. Midi Dehavi Noshim Be'am Yoretz. So what then? What's Ravina's kasher from Echashdan and B'nai HaMochem? So I think Mehechet will have to say, if this is the Havana Milma, we'll have to say that the Gemara thought that midi dehavi anoshim be'ameoritz, you could have a shmir without understanding what it means. It's only because the Kyrie does understand what it means. So the Noshim be'ameoritz, they don't understand what it means. But the Kyrie who's saying it for them, he knows what it means. He could tell them what it means. If they ask him, he could explain it to them. So that's enough to make it into a shmir. But if the Kyrie also doesn't know what it means, the Gemara had no, the Gemara still thinks, in other words, the Gemara has this notion, there needs to be a Havana over here. There has to be a Havana. Without a Havana, it's not a Shmi, it's not Niklat. So that was the Gemara's kasha, Liyodi Mekami. The Gemara answers, Midi Dehavi Anoshim Be'Ami Oretz. It's the Gemara's teretz, it's not, the whole Hanukkah is wrong, you don't need to understand what it means. How do you have to understand what it means? But the Gemara's answer is, it's a kind of Das Acheres Makna. It's enough that the Noshim in the audience don't understand what it means. But that doesn't matter. But they hear, they participate in the Maimid. The Kohen does understand what it means. So then the Noshim of the Amei Oretz can also be Yetzir. They can like plug into the Havana of the Kohen. And likewise, the lawyer, Shishama Ashurs. And that Rabbeinu asked, that works for lawyers and it works for Noshim. It doesn't work for Achashdonim B'nei HaMochim. There's Achashdonim B'nei HaMochim. That's like the drunken Turk. He doesn't know what he's saying and nobody understands what he means. So that's a vada chisaron. That's not a mice. That's for sure not a shmir. So here it doesn't. It's more notes. Rabbeinu is saying your answer is not sufficient. You're answering me. They have a yonoshim ve'amei oretz where the shoyim don't understand it, but at least the kari understands it. But what about achashanu b'nei ramochem? Nishtef hashteit v'sezot. And he doesn't know what he's saying, and we don't understand what. And he doesn't know what he's saying, and we don't understand what. We don't understand what we're hearing. So that's a vada nothing in hilchos shmir. That's a vada nothing. Ella says, Rabino, the answer has to be that when it comes to Megillah, Megillah is more kal. You don't need Gidrei Shmir. Because Mitzvah's Kriya Pesumei Nisa, all you need is the Maimed of Pesumei Nisa. And it doesn't conform, it's more kal. It doesn't need the regular Gidrei Shmir. And therefore, it doesn't matter, Achashdonim B'nei Ramochim, that nobody knows what it means. And that's why Eloy Shishama Shurus also doesn't matter that he doesn't know what it means. Because you don't have to know what it means. It's Mitzvah's Pesumei. So it's Mitzvah's Pesumei Nisa Shayim. That's one mahalach in the Gemara, and this mahalach is all with Anocha. This and lefi this mahalach comes out like this: that the Gemara lechatchila haloyodi meikamri was set the haloyodi meikamri when the Gemara was talking mitzad dini shmir ba'alma, and the Gemara had an Anocha of pshuta that if you don't know what it means, it's not a shmir. The Gemara suggested a teretz noshim ayami oretz that it doesn't matter if the audience doesn't know what it means; they can plug into the havana of the kohen. Ravina said that's not enough of a teretz because it doesn't help Achashdonim B'nei Ramochim, where the Shoyim don't know what it means and the Kohen also doesn't know what it means. So therefore, Ravina says you have to come out to a different teretz, and Megillah is different. Well, once you have to come out to a different teretz and Megillah is different, then as far as regular Gidrei Shmir by everything else, we revert back to the original svar of the Gemara, Haloyodi Meikamri. We don't have the Midi Dehavei Noshim, but Midi Dehavei Noshim B'Ameoritz was abortive. We tried to give a teretz that maybe it doesn't matter if the Shalimei doesn't understand what it means. He can plug into the Havan of the Kari. But Ravina showed us that that's not maspik. It doesn't help for Achashdonim B'nei Ramochim anyway. We have to invoke a different principle, that Megillah is different, presuming it's a shiny. So what about other shmias? What about benching? What about Kiddush? What about other things? Then chazarnu l'svar yishayna, that l'yodi ma'kami. If you don't know what it means, then it's no good. Women come to hear the Megillah. Megillah is anyway different. It's Mrs. presuming it's a shiny. But things that are not mitzvahs presuming is so then in the chrami it's no good. You're not yotzi. And if a woman wants to be yotzi kiddush, she has to make kiddush herself. She can make kiddush herself in Yiddish, but she knows how to read the letters. But she's not yotzi, but listening to the husband because holy they make chrami, and that's the rush. That's the rush. That's exactly what the rush says. The rush says shmir. If you hear kiddush or you hear benching and you don't listen kiddush, you're not yotzi. I aloy shishama shuras is yotzi. Yeah, that's the Gemara's kasha. Liyodi Meikamri. The Gemara's teretz is mitzvahs piyu pesumin is a shiny. Everything in the middle of the Gemara, midi dehavi noshim ve'ameoritz, that was all abortive. That was an abortive attempt to answer that maybe it's enough that the kari understands it without the shemaya. That broke down because didn't account for achashdonim b'nei ramochim. So the bottom line of the Gemara is that yeah, haloyodi Meikamri, but the answer is that it's mitzvahs pesumin is a shiny. That's the el in the Gemara. The Gemara tried to give a teretz midi dehavi noshim ve'ameoritz. The Gemara was doichel the teretz because it doesn't work for achashdonim b'nei ramochim. And the Gemara says, Elo, the real answer is that Megillah is different. You don't have to understand what it means. But other things, you do have to understand what it means. And in Mele, Lo Yishisham Ashuris Yilayotza. A Lo Yishu, here is Kiddush and Ashuris, is Taka Lo Yotza. Or here is Benching and Ashuris, is Taka Lo Yotza. I think it's clear that's how the Rosh read the Gemara. That's why the Rosh says, oh, you can't be me, you can't ask on me from Lo Yishisham Ashuris Yotza, because Mrs. McGill is shiny. Yeah, Daniel.
If we didn't have the word, if we didn't have this achashtar panim, which we don't have this like undefined word by Kiddush, for example, so then would the Gemara not have like stopped? I mean, if there's a Gemara about Kiddush, it wouldn't have come onto that whole part about achashtar panim. It would have just stopped right before that. And we would have validated the idea that the Shlomit,
But
something
since
isn't
the
as
whole
Rashi.
Svara, since the whole Svara immediately having Oshem Ami Oretz was only an attempt to answer the Kashrut below Yodim Mekamri. And it's not successful in answering the question. So then, and we have to come on to a different answer. So then there's no reason to think that we remain with the Svara immediately having Oshem Ami Oretz. But immediately having Oshem Ami Oretz was only the Gemara's attempt to answer, you know, what happened to Yodim Mekamri? How did women come to hear the Megillah? So now we have a different explanation of how women come to hear the Megillah, because it's presuming Issa. So then we revert to the Svara Pshuta. The Svara Pshuta was Layodi Mekamri. Immediately having Noshim Yami Oretz was only a Gemara was suggesting an answer to explain how to get it. But once we don't need that Teres Mechates, the Teres is true.
Is it possible to still understand that and that we're finally overcoming it? The last answer we give is what the Rosh is going with, and that overcame any answer we came before, and we nullify anything we said before. But like, could Rashi still be coming out of that read in the Reisha that if it doesn't have a Chashtar Panim, that we would maybe accept that?
Okay. So it could be. Could be for Rashi. What are we going to answer for Rashi? How did Rashi read the Gemara? Because Rashi did walk away that's how he saw in this Gemara that you could be Yotzi Shmi without understanding what it means. So one possibility is what you're saying. That maybe Rashi read that even though the Gemara is Teretz immediately to have a notion of Ami Oretz, it's really not Maspik, because it doesn't explain for Achashton of Ramochim, and we have to come out to a new Svara Pesumin Issa, and therefore Megillah really is not a riot anything. But maybe the Svara is still Emes, that since the Gemara had this Svara immediately to have a notion of Ami Oretz, even though now it turns out that's not a good Teretz for Megillah, but maybe the Svara might still be true. That notion of Ami Oretz, not by Megillah, Megillah you don't need it, Megillah is Pesumin Issa. But maybe by other things, we can still say this for Midi Dehavi Anoshim Behami Oretz, like Midi Dehavi Anoshim will come to hear Kiddush from their husband. That they're Yaitzik because the husband understands it. And maybe Rashi held that even though we don't need the Svar of Anoshim Behami Oretz, Midi Dehavi Anoshim Behami Oretz, but maybe it's a Svar Mitis anyway. I think it's not Maspik in Rashi because Rashi brought a Raya. Where the Rosh quotes him, Rashi brought a raya that you don't have to understand. You don't have to understand benching to be yotzei. He brought a raya from the fact that he could be yotzei megillah. He brought a raya from the Mishnah Alo Yishasham Ashur is yotzei. That's still not a raya. The Gemara itself says that by megillah, the principle of midi davin oshem b'amoris is not enough because it doesn't explain achashdonim de'ar amachim. You have to say megillah is different because all you need is pesumi nisa. So once Megillah is different and all you need is Pesumi Nisa, then how can the din of Halo Yishasham Ashuris Yotzah be a riot to that by other things he likes it? If Rashi would have said something else. If Rashi would have said something else. Sorry. We'll stop. If Rashi would have brought the raya from this, if Rashi would have pointed this line in the Gemara, he would have said, "Look, he's the Gemara says, 'Me didn't have an ocean, but how many are?' So that's good for benching too." But Rashi brings the raya from Megillah itself, from the din of Akar Halei Shem Ashur Ziyotze. That's a vada not a raya, the way we're reading the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that Megillah is a different principle entirely. It's presuming it's shiny. So therefore, I think Rashi has to learn the Gemara differently. I think Rashi learns the Gemara, Halei Yodim Mekamri, that the Gemara's question was, Not mitzad dinei shmir. Maybe mitzad dinei shmir, you don't have to understand what you're saying, what you're hearing. At least in Lashon Kodesh. I know other languages, but at least in Lashon Kodesh, the same way the Pesukim say that if you say something in Lashon Kodesh, you don't have to understand it. So if you hear something in Lashon Kodesh, you also don't have to understand it. That the Gemara always knew. The Gemara's kasha was, but where's the Pesukim Nisa? Because the Gemara and the kasha already knew that you need Pesukim Nisa. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, is asking a specific shaila in Hilchas Megillah. In where is the presuming Nisa of the Megillah if you don't understand what it means? The whole point is to have a presuming Nisa. That the Gemara answers me to the Havi Lashon B'Hami Oretz. That you see women come to you in the Megillah and it is a presuming Nisa. They see the Maimed, they other people tell them what's going on. They get the general idea. It's enough for the presuming Nisa. They hear the people clapping by Haman. So they get the presuming Nisa. Then Maskef L'Ravina, Ravina is not asking a kasha on that terrace. Ravina is saying, Maskef L'Ravina, what do you need? What do you have to command to Noshim and Ami Oretz? I'll bring you, forget Noshim and Ami Oretz, I'll bring you a better raya to this Yisoid. And Achashon and B'nai Ramachim, we also don't understand what it means. So where's the Pesumi Nisa? Ela Mitzvahs Kriya Pesumi Nisa, just, that's the Pesumi Nisa. You did the Kriya, and that's the Pesumi Nisa. You don't know, you don't really understand every word. So Chanami, Mitzvahs Kriya Pesumi Nisa. But the Gemara is not addressing the Nishmi at all. It's faket. Rashi held for Dava Pashut that Megillah, even though it has an element of Pesumi Nisa doesn't make Megillah more kal. According to the Rosh, the idea of Pesumi Nisa makes Megillah more kal. It doesn't need to conform to regular Gidrei Kriya Shmiya. All you need is to have a Pesumi Nisa. Rashi maybe held for Dava Pashut that Megillah also needs to be a Kriya and a Shmiya. It has to have regular Gidrei Kriya Shmiya. Pesumi Nisa is a Chumrah that on top of that you also have to have Pesumi Nisa. And the Gemara is being done mitzad the this on top of that. The Gemara is asking, where's the Pesumi Nisa? Meil Shmiya must be good, but where's the Pesumi Nisa? The Gemara's answer is, it's also Pesumi Nisa. And Ravina is not challenged, not arguing with that. He's just saying you don't need to come on to Noshim and Ami Aretz. Of course, that's true because you see, Achashdon and Bnei Amochem, it's a Pesumi Nisa. The emes is the Ritva learns the Gemara this way in Farish. I mean, not the Farish, but it's pretty clear in Ritva. Let me get a Ritva. I don't have a Ritva. I can't put it on the screen, but let me get a Ritva. Hold on. Yeah, the Ritva says, "Holo yodi my kami." Very beginning of the Gemara, "Holo yodi my kami." Says the Ritva, "Upakinon," and we answer, "Midi dehave anoshim ve'amaretz denafki, kevun de'ika mitzvahs kriyu pesuminis." The Ritva learns, "Midi dehave anoshim ve'amaretz." We already know this for pesuminis, so we're saying, "Midi dehave anoshim ve'amaretz." What's your pesuminis? I'm not sure how the Ritva learned it. The Ritva doesn't really say how he learned the kasha, but he learns the teretz of midi de'ave and noshim v'ami ha'aretz that the Gemara already knows the svar of Pesumi Nisa. And then he says, "V'amrino nami otu anana chashdina b'nei ramochem v'yodi." What do you mean, "Amrino nami"? It's not "Amrino nami." It's a maskifla, maskifla ravina. We have Maskev L'Ravina, and the Ritva is Dibra Maskev is V'Amrina Nami Atu Hanana Chazdonu B'nei Ramocha Miyadina Mahem Ela Mitzvahs Kriya Pesumi Nisa V'Shamina Mino Shekol Adam Yaitzi V'Shur Sakilu Enim Eben V'Gam Ein B'Mokha Mishi Yitargim Lo, and there's not even somebody to explain it to him. Do Achazdonu B'nei Ramocha, there's nobody to be Mitargim it. And therefore it's a right, Lo Yishisham Ashurus. So you see this much in the Ritva for two things. First of all, that he learns that the presuming Nisa is not mischadish only at the last line of the Gemara. The Gemara already knows presuming Nisa when it said midi dehavei noshem v'ami oretz. That's what it meant. Midi dehavei noshem v'ami oretz, that it's a presuming Nisa. And you also see in the Ritva that he learned that maskif l'ravina is not a kasha on the etzim din. It's a v'amina nami. That Ravina was saying, it's a svar pshuta what you're saying. You don't even need to bring a raya from Noshim and Ami Oretz. You could bring a raya even from the men. How do they understand Achashdan Bnei Ramochim? The one thing that's not mefurish in Ritva, how does he learn the Gemara's original question, Haloyodim Aikami? You could still say in the Ritva that maybe Haloyodim Aikami means it's not a Shmi in regular Gedrish Shmiya. And the Gemara's answer is, Midi Davi Noshim Yavaros, and Megillah is more Kal, all you need is a Pesuminis, Alderech the Rosh. And then the Din would still come out like the Rosh. And maybe that's an alternate way how the Rosh might learn the Gemara. But I'm suggesting in Rashi, the Ritva opens the door to learn in Rashi that the Gemara knew the Svar Pesumi Nisa not only when it said Midi Dehavi Noshim Be'amaretz, already when it said V'Halo Yodim Me'kamri. The Gemara's Kashu was Mitzad Pesumi Nisa. V'Halo Yodim Me'kamri, where's the Pesumi Nisa? And that we answered that it's a Pesumi Nisa, Mitzad the Maimed. It's a Pesumi Nisa, Al Derech HaChashdona B'nei Erem Ochim. But Mitzad Gidrei Shmiya, we're not saying any clues by Megillah. Megillah Avada has the same Dini Shmi as anything else. It has an additional requirement to presume Nisa. The Gemara thought that should create problems. So you have to understand what you're hearing. So we say, no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's enough of a presume Nisa. But regular Gidrei Shmiya, we never said that Megillah doesn't have regular Gidrei Shmiya also. So how is Aloyah Shama Shuiz Yotzer? Says Rashi, you see that even in a regular Gidrei Shmiya, Aloyah Shama Shuiz, it's called a Shmiya, even for benching. Yeah, I thought it was Mufushan for this Malach from beginning to end. You see, it's not. It's mufurish everything that I want to say, except how to read the words Haloyodim Me'kamri. That the Ritva doesn't really tell me how he learned. Still mokum to say maybe that he learned more like the Rosh. Haloyodim Me'kamri, it lacks in Dinei Shmiya altogether. And the Gemara's answer is Midi Havi Noshem Me'ami Oretz. That mitzvah is presuming Nisa Shaini. For Rashi Akobanim, I think we could that allows us to say this other mouth. Okay, so now, let's think about Tosis. What does Tosis hold? In other words, comes out like this. Comes out that we have a Machlekes, the Rosh and Rashi. Is Megillah more Kal than other Shmias? Because presuming this is a Kula, you don't need a regular Gidrei Shmiya. Mitzad a regular Gidrei Shmiya, you really have to understand what you're hearing. Megillah is more Kal, all you need is a Pesumi Nisa. That's how the Rashi read the Gemara. And Rashi seems to have read the Gemara that Megillah of Adonis regularly get a Shmiya. If Aloyah is Yotzi in Ashuris, even though he doesn't know what it means, it must be that Mitzad Gidrei Shmiya, it's good enough. The whole Gemara that asked Haloyodim Me'kamri and it answered that Pesumi Nisa Shaini, that's just the Gemara about that Mitzad, the Chumra Pesumi Nisa. The Gemara says, Megillah, forget the Gidrei Shmiya. Gidrei Shmiya, maybe it's good. But where's the Pesumi Nisa? The Gemara answers that it is a Pesumi Nisa. Midi Dehavi Noshim Be'am Eretz, Midi Dehavi Achaz Donim Bnei Erem Ochim. So, Lefi Rashi, Megillah has all the regular Gidrei Shmiya plus an additional requirement of of Pesumi Nisa, which is satisfied by just being there for the Maibed and getting the idea. Whereas according to the Rosh, Megillah doesn't have regular Gidrei Shmiya. Regular Gidrei Shmiya, you would have to understand what you're hearing. Megillah is more Kal, all you need is Pesumi Nisa. But what about Tosis and Sota? Tosis and Sota said, he said, well, how come the Mishnah left out a whole bunch of cases? Halal, Kiddush, Brochus. And the Rosh, Tosis adds, Besaych HaDvar. For Megillah, that's really not bothering him. It doesn't bother him why the Mishnah didn't talk about Megillah. Because Megillah, the Gemara says that because by Megillah, even a Loya Shoshama Shuris is yours. So what does Taiz want? Taiz Lachar is saying that Megillah doesn't bother me why the Mishnah didn't bother to tell me that Megillah is Namer B'Lashainim, that a Megillah is Namer in other Lashainis. Megillah, anyway, a Loya Shoshama Shuris is yours. Yikes, even if you don't know what it means. Even a lawyer is a Yaitzi in Ashuris, because it's enough to have a Pesumi Nisa. So Megillah maybe is different. I think it's clear that Tosis read the Gemara al derech the Rosh, that Megillah is more Kal. What the Gemara is saying is that the Gemara Megillah says that Megillah doesn't have regular Gidrei Shmiya. Doesn't have regular Gidrei Kriya Shmiya. Something might not be a regular Shmiya in Dinig in Kala Terek Kula. And by Megillah is good enough, you had a maybe there was a maimon of Pesumi Nisa. So Meila Taisa says, it doesn't bother me why the Mishnah left out Megillah. Because Megillah, it's more poshut that it's Nehmer B'Chalashim. Because Megillah doesn't have regular Gidrei Kriyu Shmiya. Megillah, all you need is to have a maimon of Pesulim and Nisa. So if you get together and you read the Megillah in Turkish, and nobody in the no, you get and you read the Megillah in Turkish or English, whatever. Your Tosfos says no, you have to chilek between Lashonim and Kol Lashon, but Megillah, but Kaponim, you could get together, you could have a maimon of reading the Megillah. Do we know this in Tosfos? Well, let's say even Lashonim, you do understand in English. Tosfos, for the fact that the Mishnah didn't bother to tell me that you could read the Megillah in English, that's not a riot. It could be that that's a dovah poshut that you read the Megillah in English. Because for Megillah, all you need is a maimon of Pesulim Nisa. You don't need regular Gidrei Kriya and Shmiya. Loyish Hashemah Shuris is also not a real Shmiya. But it's good enough. You came to Shul and you got an idea that they're clapping Haman and you got the idea of the story. You add a Pesulim Nisa. So if you come to Shul and you hear the Megillah in English, Alachas Kama V'chama, you add a Pesulim Nisa. I in other languages, not really a Kriya. You don't need a regular Gidrei Kriya and Shmiya. So that's what, then I understand the thesis. But according to Rashi, Megillah has all the regular Gidrei Kriya Shmiya. We don't find otherwise. Megillah has all the regular Chumash of Kriya Shmiya, plus an additional requirement to Pesulim Nisa. So why shouldn't the Mishnah need to tell me that Megillah is never B'chalashim? So I think it's Muchach and Taisus that Taisus held like that Taisus held the Derech Rosh. That Megillah is more Kal than other Kriya Shmiya. So here I have a harem shot now. Smuchach and Taisus that he read the Gemara Derech Rosh. And Hello Yodim Aika Amri means it lacks in Gidrei Shmi. If you don't know what it means, then it's not a Shmi. And Gemara's answer is Megillah doesn't need Gidrei Shmi, but Megillah doesn't. But the Gemara's Kash Hello Yodim Aika Amri is a Kash Mitzad Gidrei Shmi. Where are the Gidrei Shmi? The answer is Megillah is more Kala, doesn't need Gidrei Shmi. On the other hand, it's also Muchach and Taisus. We made the Chajmin at the beginning. That when it comes to Kriya, even those things where you have to understand what you're saying, like the things that are in the Mishnah, but Lashon Kodesh, you don't have to understand. You don't have to understand what you're saying. Especially the way we remind with Taisus. The things that don't have it, that there's no psukim at all, the default is you don't even have to understand what you're saying. Those things that might have needed lashon kodesh, so then we can only be marbe the lashon that's miyuchatim, lashon the lashonim, the lashon kodesh itself. About it, it's kind of koi koi that you don't have to understand what you're saying. But then what's the most kasha al yodim ha'kami? There it's talking about lashon kodesh. Alay shama shuris. It's lashon kodesh. Lashon Kodesh, you don't have to understand what you're saying. So what is going to want to Leodi my Karmen? Especially according to Rashi, the Gemara is asking a Pesumi Nisa to Kishayel. Where is the Pesumi Nisa Leodi my Karmen? But it's Muchach and Tosfos that he read the Gemara like the Rosh. The Gemara is asking a Shaila in Gidrei Kriya Shmiya. Where is the Gidrei Kriya Shmiya Leodi my Karmen? The Gemara's answer is Megillah is more Kal, you don't need Gidrei Shmiya. Muchach and Tosfos that he also read the Gemara that way. You read in that Gemara that Megillah is more Kal, it doesn't need Gidrei Shmiya. That's why the fact of the Mishnah omits Megillah doesn't bother him because Megillah is more kal. So what's the kash in the first place? Haliyodi Mekarmi. It doesn't have Gidrei Shmiya, but it's Lashon Kodesh. Lashon Kodesh doesn't need a Havan. It's Akochach, it's Mukhach. That even though Lashon Kodesh doesn't need a Havan, that's in Kriya. You're talking Lashon Kodesh. You don't need to understand it. Because it's a... But shmio without havana is nothing even in Lashon Kodesh. That's the most casual yodi mekam. We said this anyway, that there's a difference between kriya and shmio, but in the cheshbon Tosfos. I have another Harim Pshat. Lefi Tosis, Megillah is more kal than everything else. Like the Rosh, not like Rashi. Megillah is more kal. It doesn't need regular Gidrei Kriyat Shema. All it needs is Pesachim. Now, according to Tosis, if you said Halal in Turkish, you Yotze. Anything that's not in the Mishnah. But the whole cheshbon, they had a havamina, there was a havamina, you need Lashon Kodesh, Kamash Moran, you don't need Lashon Kodesh, it's called Lashon Shach Shemaya. Anything that's not like that. There was a tzad to need Lashon Kodesh, or we needed a drosha, but Lashon Shach Shemaya, so then we can limit it only to Lashonis that you understand. But things that are not in the Mishnah, that there was never a havamina to need Lashon Kodesh, the default is you yotze even in Turkish. So what's it then if you read the Megillah in Turkish? Not Shmuel, you read it yourself. You read the Megillah, you got a Turkish Megillah, and you read the Megillah in Turkish. Are you Yotze? So that's the Gemara that we skipped. Ferish Gemara, you're not Yotze. The Mishnah says that Korat Targum Yotze, that if you read the Megillah in Aramaic, the Megillah had to have been written in Aramaic too, because otherwise it's Baal Peh. If you had an Aramaic Megillah, and you read the Megillah in Aramaic, so the Mishnah says you're Yotze. And the Gemara asks, I'll show you that Gemara. It's early in the Gemara. Yeah, the Mishnah is like this. The Mishnah says, Korat Targum lo yotze. You read the Megillah in Aramaic and not Yotze. And the Gemara says that you could read the Megillah in any Lashon as long as you understand it. That's the Gemara later. Gifts is the gifts him, Ivris le Ivrim, Ilmis le Ilmim, Yivonis le Yivonim Yotze. You could read it in any language. So why is Korat Targum lo yotze? So Rashi, I think Rashi speaks out. That it means if you don't understand Targum. Somebody speaks out. Others trying to speak out. Maybe. Hakapana, you know what? You'll see the Gemara yourself. It's muchach in the Gemara that even though you could read the Megillah in any language, but you have to understand that language. If you read the Megillah in Aramaic and you don't know Aramaic, then you're not dead. If you read the Megillah, or we saw before, Perashat Vayikra, Kara Yevonis LeYevonim. If you're Greek, you can read the Megillah in Greek. But if it's Greek to you, then you're not going to see Greek. So why should that be? Why should that be? Tosfos holds that in that things that are not in the Mishnah are then Bechaloshen. You don't need Lashonim. You could say Kiddush in Turkish without understanding it. You could say Turkish in Greek without understanding it. So if you could say Kiddush without understanding it, so why can't you read the Megillah without understanding it? Shmiya, we said Shmiya is different than Kriya, but Kara Targum Lo Yotzo is talking about Kara Targum Lo Yotzo is talking about Kriya. Kara Targum, you're not Yotze because you don't understand Targum. So why are you not Yotze if you read the Megillah in a different language? L'chaira, it's not from the Mishnah. It doesn't need the Lashonim, so it should be B'chalashim. It's a kasha. LMI will say maybe because Pesumin Yisrael, maybe Pesumin Yisrael is not a chumah. Maybe it's not only a kula, maybe Pesumin Yisrael is also a chumah, even according to Taisus. Taisus Pesumin Yisrael is a kula like the Rosh, but maybe it's also a chumah that you have to at least, if you don't understand it, and nobody, if you don't understand it, you're not Yotze. Why should that be? Achashtonim B'nai Ramachim, you also don't understand the new Yotze. Most of the fairs. Achashtonim B'nai Ramachim, you don't understand and you're Yotze anyway. So, and because it satisfies Pesumin Yisrael, so Pesumin Yisrael is satisfied. Monoshos Pesumin Yisrael, you don't have to understand. We didn't have a Hashanah B'nai Ramachim. Inside Gidre Kriya, Taisus holds that things that are not in the Mishnah, they never had a Havim in the Yishni Lashon Kodesh, so they never in B'chalosh, not only B'lashon. So why is it that you can only read the Megillah in a language you understand? Why can't you read the Megillah in a language you don't understand? Listen, really, I don't think I have a test. And it's not only, and here's the Gemara. Gemara says, it says, "Koinos." You could read it to Frenchmen in French. Or other language. The Mishnah says, if you read it in foreign languages, you're not Yotze. So the Gemara answers in the end that it depends. If you know that, skip a little bit. But the Gemara answers that it depends if you know that language. If you know that language, then Koinos to the lawyers is for last. But if you don't know that language, then Kara b'chaloshen lo yotze. But Kara b'chaloshen lo yotze, Kara means you're not yotze, not the Shema is not yotze. Kara b'chaloshen lo yotze. The Kara is not yotze. Mele Shema, I understand the Shema, but Shema is not yotze because it doesn't have regular Kiddush Shmir. Well, then it's even that short because Tosfos holds that you don't need regular Gidrei Shmir by Megillah. You don't have to have regular Gidrei Shmir. All you need is a Maamar of Pesumin Yisrael. So why is Targum Kara Targum Lo Yotza? Oh, I hear this. I think I know what the answer is to. Yeah, let's be Masada what's bothering. Let's be Masada the Kasha. Says Beferish in the Mishnah, Kara b'chalosh and lo yotze. If you read the Megillah in Turkish, you're not Yotze. The Gemara speaks out, that's only because you don't know Turkish. If you read the Megillah in a language you do understand, then you would be Yotze. But if you read the Megillah in Turkish, you're not Yotze. Now, there's two possibilities why you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze because it's no good in regular Gidrei Kriyos Shmir. Or you're not Yotze because it lacks in Pesumin Yisrael. L'chaira, l'fitaisis, neither of those answers are available. You can't say that it lacks in regular Gidrei Kriyos Shmir because Taisa's Shita is that things that are not in the Mishnah are Ne'amarim b'chalosh and you don't need L'shaimim. Only the things in the Mishnah that are special, that they needed a ribui, and the ribui is b'chaloshin shata shemeya. So those are the things that need to be in your loshin, l'shaynam. But things that are not like that, they're not in the Mishnah, they're not on that special list. Everything else, like Hallel and Kiddush and so on, even things that are there, so you don't need Lishonom, you Yotzi B'Choloshon. You could say Hallel and Kiddush and Brachos, you could say them in Turkish. So if you read the Megillah in Turkish, in regular, if it was Hallel, you would have been Yotzi. If it was Kiddush, you would have been Yotzi. So regular Gitra Kriya you have. So why are you not Yotzi? The Mishnah says at the end that you're not Yotzi. Elamai Islach Lameimar, you have to say, because it lacks in Pirsumei Nisan. And even though we already were Mechiach, that Taisus also like the Rosh, that Pirsumei Nisan is a Kula, you don't need regular Gitra Kriya Shmiya, but maybe Pirsumei Nisan is also a Chumrah. You have to have, you maybe you don't need regular Gedrei Kriya, but you do have to have Pirsumei Nisan. And if you read the Megillah in Turkish, maybe it lacks in Pirsumei Nisan. But how could that be? The Gemara says, Midi to have Achashdona b'nei Ramachim. That Achashdona b'nei Ramachim, the Kari doesn't know what it means, and the Shemaiah doesn't know what it means. And nonetheless, it's called the Maimon of Pirsumei Nisan. So why can't you read the Megillah in Turkish by the same token? What's Turkish any different than Achashdona b'nei Ramachim? And you can't say, well, Achashdona b'nei Ramachim is only two words, and this is the whole Megillah. Because that's clear in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say it, doesn't make that distinction. Because the Gemara says, "Midi de'av echadon b'nei Ramachim," to explain why you could read the Megillah to a lawyers in Ashuris, even though he doesn't understand a word, he doesn't understand the whole Megillah, and nonetheless, it's called Mitzvah Pirsumei Nisan, Mitzvah Kriya Pirsumei Nisan Shining. So you see, the Gemara doesn't matter. Two words, the whole story. It's called if you don't have to understand echadon b'nei Ramachim, then you don't have to understand anything, and it's still a Pirsumei Nisan. And a lawyer Shishama Ashuris, he doesn't know a word of Lashon Kodesh, he's Yotzi anyway because he has the Pirsumei Nisan. So if you read the Megillah in Turkish also, you have the Pirsumei Nisan. So Mimarashok, it's a regular Gedrei Kriya, Taisa Shita is, that Turkish is also a Kriya. Except for the special things in the Mishnah, we need Lashon Shata Shemer. But for everything else, it's a Kriya. And Mitzah Pirsumei Nisan, it's Midi Dehavi HaChashdona B'nei Ramachim, it's Vaiter Pirsumei Nisan. So why can't you read the Megillah in Turkish? I think the answer is that it's only a Pirsumei Nisa if you read the Megillah in the text, in the proper text. If you read the Megillah in Ashuris, or even Achashdona B'nei Ramachim, which is not exactly Ashuris, but it's the text of the Megillah. So you read the Megillah, Takanasa, the way Mordechai and Esther established, then it's a Pirsumei Nisa, even though you don't understand it. Even though Achashdona B'nei Ramachim you don't understand. And maybe you're a lawyer, Shisham Ashuris, you don't know any Hebrew, you also don't understand. It doesn't matter. You had a proper Kriyas HaMegillah, the way Chazal were Mesaken, and Mela, it's called Mitzvah Pirsumei Nisan on your Yotzi. But if everybody comes to Shul, here in YU, everybody comes to Shul, and they pull out the Megillah, and the Kari starts to read the Megillah in Turkish, and he doesn't know Turkish, and nobody in Shul knows Turkish, and nobody understands Turkish. So that's garnish with garnish. That's not even a Pirsumei Nisan. That's really not a Pirsumei Nisan. That's the verse. Kar targum loyotz, kar b'chaloshin loyotz. To read it in another language, in Gidri Kriya would be good. You could say Kiddush in Turkish, and it is good. But for Megillah, we need Pirsumei Nisan. That's already not called Pirsumei Nisan. Pirsumei Nisan is you read the Megillah Kiksava, then it's Pirsumei Nisan, even though you don't understand it. You read the Megillah in Turkish and you don't understand it, then it's not Pirsumei Nisan, you're not yet. I think that's what you have to say. Al derech, just the sabra says in Al derech, the Gemara says that if you read the Megillah b'zmano, then you don't need a minyan. It's you don't need a minyan. It's called Pirsumei Nisan. But if you read the Megillah shelo b'zmano, like the Kfarim HaMakdimim, then you have to have a minyan. Otherwise, it lacks in Pirsumei Nisan. When you do it k'tachanos, it's Pirsumei Nisan because you read it in Kol Yisrael. It's Pirsumei Nisan, even though lemaisa you read it by yourself. But if you're not doing it k'tachanos and you're reading it by yourself, and it's not a Pirsumei Nisan. Al derech zeh. You read the Megillah Ketakanosa, even though Lamaisa people in Shul they don't know Hebrew, and there's Achashdona B'nei Ramachim that nobody understands, and maybe nobody understands Hebrew either. But you read the Megillah Ketakanosa, that's called you participated in the Pirsumei Nisan. But you read the Megillah in Turkish, and it's not a Turkish Shul, and you don't know Turkish, nobody in Shul knows Turkish. So then it's Scottish. Then it's not even, then it's not a Maimon. It is Gidre Kriya. If it would be Kiddush, it would be good. But it's not Ketakanosa, it's not, but it's not Pirsumei Nisan. I think that's what you have to say. Okay, I think that's it. I think that's it. Okay, good. We'll stop here. Somebody had their hand up. So a hand for a second.
David,
Yeah.
the way that Rashi explains Parsimonious on the Gemara Megillah is just that everybody's going to be asking one another, and the chara that the people who did understand would be able to tell the people who didn't understand. So, how is Tosas understanding Parsimonisa that doing it Kitikuna is going to make a difference in Parsimonisa if nobody's understanding?
I think that's good for the Havana. That if you read the Megillah in Lashon Kodesh, so then we're comfortable that even if you don't know Lashon Kodesh, you'll ask other people who are more learned. This the you know there's probably people who will learn. And even if punct your shul is a shul of Amoratzim and nobody knows Lashon Kodesh, but it goes with the Takana. The Takana was you read the Mishnah, the Megillah in Lashon Kodesh, you heard the Megillah in Lashon Kodesh, even though you don't know Lashon Kodesh, we're confident that you're going to get the idea. And even though Achashon, nobody know what it, knows what it is. Okay, we're not so nitpicking, but we just want you to have the idea. So if it was read in Lashon Kodesh, Rashi says if it was read in Lashon Kodesh, it's a Pesumah Nisa, because even if you're an Amoritz, but there's somebody else in Shul, somebody there knows Hebrew and Sama, probably. And again, and even if not, even if punkt happens to be nobody in Shul knows Hebrew, but Chazal is second that Eloy Shishem Ashur is Yotze, because presumably, usually, normatively, it'll have a there'll be a Pesumah Nisa, it'll be a Pesumah Nisa. But if you read the Megillah in a laz and you're not a lawyer, then Chazal had no confidence that there's going to be a Pesumah Nisa B'davar. And then certainly loy plugo. And what if you read the Megillah in Turkish and punkt is a Turkish person sitting next to you and you could ask him what it means? Yeah, but that's how Chazal made the takana. Chazal made the takana loy shishem ashur is yotze, because that will be normally a maimon of Pesumah Nisa. But if you read the Megillah in kara b'chaloshin that you don't understand, then Chazal were misaken that you're not yotze, because Mechates, you understand anything from it. And Mechates, you're going to get anything from it. When they're not going to make a takana that if you read the Megillah in Turkish, you yotzei. If the fellow sitting next to you knows Turkish, a lot of that's not the way it works. So either you yotzei or not yotzei. So Lashon Kodesh, presumably it's a Pesumah Nisa. But in Turkish, presumably it's not going to be a Pesumah Nisa. Okay, good. I'll try to write it up with you there. Okay.
Thank you, Abby.
Very good.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
Abby. Thanks.